Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hello and welcome to the Brooklyn Conversation here at Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Erin and I am the host of the Brooklyn Conversation's special series called The Adventure Soundboard. On the Adventure Soundboard, we tend to play different kinds of role-playing games like Dungeons and Dragons. And in this case, we're playing a game called The Good Society. Now, this is an adjusted version of a game that already exists where characters, aka my guests, are going to be playing different members of society in the 1800s in Great Britain. And they are going to be performing their very own Jane Austen novel. If you guys didn't catch us last time, I've created a bit of a previously on for you, which we are about to play, and then we will dive right in. So welcome to the show. In the small but significant town of Haverhill, just a day's carriage ride from Bath, the good society of ladies, gentlemen, and otherwise are preparing for the biggest social event of the year, the Spring Beginning Socials.
I am Miss Elizabeth Elliott. I am a 41-year-old, but very young, widow who comes from old money and who is attempting to restore my reputation.
I am Miss Inez Belmonte, age 25, a foreign tutor who is a bit at odds with the previously mentioned character after a falling out after tutoring her own child, and is just sort of trying to get by in a society where she's a bit out of place.
I play John Astor, Viscount of Montgomery. I am a 23-year-old eligible bachelor of considerable reputation, but I'm rather low on means.
The first event of the Spring Beginning Social, which is a dinner at the house of Lady Helena and Sir Peter.
I am going to take my Aunt Elizabeth, yes, who I've been living with for a long time, over so we can greet the lady of the house and get formally introduced.
I am not entirely in line with this plan, but have no choice but to follow.
Jasper, who has recently come into a lot of wealth from a relative who passed away, is just now coming into a society where people look at him as someone with money.
Oh, my lovely Inez! This is so wonderful that you're here!
I walk over towards him and Inez.
And I try to call you back, but you walk away before I can.
I do. I keep walking towards Inez. And I bow to her to say hello.
Querido.
It's lovely to see you here, Inez.
And you as well.
It's been far too long.
Inez.
Mrs. Elizabeth.
So you two are sharing a glance?
We have acknowledged that the other is also in the room.
I'm not making eye contact.
And I will sit near my friend Hilda, and as far from Inez as I can make myself.
Hilda, a rich, influential woman.
Widowed.
Widowed, a twinkle in her eye, delicately graying hair, with a bit of a darker skin tone. A young physician, kind of a more chubby fellow, who you recognize as a man named Evelyn. Jasper sits down. He knows you already.
Do you remember me? We attended school together.
It's great to see you. Really nice to see a friendly face. Distant uncle, didn't know existed, actually passed away, and we're very upset, but they also seem to have left me, you know, I'm doing well.
Out of character, I would like to say that I'm using one of the powers that I have on my sheet. Until this boon is erased, the connection is devoted to you and believes you can do no wrong.
Hilda turns to you, Elizabeth. My darling, what is this about your new protege? Why is she not here? We caught her dancing with a one Mr. Daniel at the last dance. Did you notice that? She apparently has a friend in our society, and this friend introduced her to Daniel. They seem to have asked her to dance. The friend's name was Beatrice.
Look who he's sitting with now.
Clara? Can't believe she's still here.
Me neither. I thought we had run her out.
Jasper, have you found lodging as of yet?
I rented out a cottage to stay in until I could find a
cottage, man. Good lore.
Clara, I don't mean to alarm you, and whatever you do, do not turn your head. I believe Elizabeth and Hilda have been talking about you at the other end of the table. I've had a bit of a falling out with Elizabeth, but what on earth have they done to you, poor thing?
My darling, you wouldn't want to know even if you asked.
And Hilda and I then observe that you are sitting with Clara. Inez was even invited.
Unprompted, I turned to my aunt and give her kind of like a hey.
Honestly, Elizabeth, he lives in your house.
When are you going to straighten him out?
You try it.
Maybe I will.
I walk towards Clara, yeah. See the look from my aunt,
yes.
And then walk over to my aunt and say, I can see that you feel left out of the proceedings.
Oh my God, I'm not dancing. It would be most improper, but since you asked, I will meet you top of the dance floor.
Inez, as you were looking around, you do see Evelyn, who seems to be glancing over at actually a young woman. You know her. She's actually a friend of yours, Frances.
Oh, Frances. My old friend from Oxford.
Your old friend from Oxford.
I think is very calm and very clever and would be well suited for you.
All right. If he asks me, I won't say no.
Oh, God. Do I have to do everything myself?
I go over to Beatrice. I fear that you may have become specially attached to my dear friend, Jasper.
Once he acquires a house, I would say that we should all have a dinner there, perhaps.
Hilda and I are quite agreed that it is time to go home. Separately. I mean, of course.
And there you have it. That's where we left off last time on The Good Society. And we are back again. It is springtime in Havershire. The sun is shining. It's actually a little bit nice out. You know that the next event that's going to be going on is wealthy merchant in town has agreed to let her estate be used for a lovely tea time in the backyard in her gardens, as well as... an opportunity that has a very nice open field for anyone who has the energy to play cricket. So those are the two options at play. I will say, if there is anything that you guys would like to happen in the week, like between these two events, share that now. If you have anything that you think would be nice to like retcon happening in between everything.
I will say that... Jasper and I went out to look for houses because, you know, he needed one and I decided to accompany him on that journey and we found a couple of different prospects, but he hasn't exactly settled on one yet. I'm still trying to finagle, which I think he would prefer more.
Yes, he's being very careful about all of that. Perhaps, like, there's, like, a nice, like, an apartment building and then there's, like, you know, there are a couple of different places. Great. Yes, Miss Inez?
I would like to have that meeting with Daniel and sort of swap teaching professionalisms with him and maybe try to, while I'm doing that, under cover of that, mm-hmm. sort of see if I can tell if he's interested in anyone at this time.
Okay. He seems to be, like, he's pretty comfortable in his bachelor life, but perhaps... You know, you end up, you know, at his location for tea and to have this discussion. And you generally find that you are, he seems perhaps a little bit lonely looking for someone, like a new face. It seems like he's, you know, looking for someone like new and exciting and refreshing, that sort of thing.
Great. Also, I informed Cecily that she is... not allowed to miss the next event of the season. Never mind that I didn't invite her to the first one. And that I do insist that she attend. I also informed my daughter that she is not allowed to miss this event, no matter the reason.
Okay. Both your lovely child, Stephanie, and your protege, Cecily, are aware of the plans. Is there anything you would like to say, Cecily?
Just that I'm excited to be included in the next event.
Great. I will also like to say, Inez, you get a letter over the course of this week.
Do tell.
You get a letter from Clara. It seems like, based on your recommendation and her general levels of boredom, she has decided to, in fact, go to Bath for a party. Because she is bored of the riffraff, and she also, she expresses some interest and camaraderie in the fact that you two both seem to have come afoul of Mrs. Elizabeth. And in fact, Clara outlines a little bit of the way that, she came afoul of Mrs. Elizabeth,
Rude.
Uh-huh, I'm listening.
Yes, Grace, actor, the player playing Ms. Elizabeth is staring daggers at me right now. And essentially, you get the idea that Clara admits to having lied about her family history, but still thought that she was doing good, ambitious work for the Elliot household. But unfortunately, after her history was found out, was forced to behave in specific manners.
I blackmailed her like mad.
she blackmailed her.
Like mad.
And Clara sorely hopes that this is not what befell you, and to pass along the word to be careful who you talk to and what you share with those in this society.
Yes, I mean, I believe that betrayal is not the least of my worries with Mrs. Elizabeth.
Okay.
Out of character, am I aware of the previous blackmailing that went on between my aunt and other people, or am I happily oblivious to the fact?
I would say you could sense the tension, but I don't think, I mean, unless Elizabeth, would you share such a thing?
There is, I would not share such a thing, but it is also known that I have fired a long time member of my household under suspicious circumstances as well, which is...
Plus me.
Yeah, well, you deserved it.
So it beggars belief that I would think that, like, my aunt is so unlucky as to have befallen two different people in a row that I'm, like, kind of suspicious. Okay, kind of suspicious.
Yeah, you're feeling a little bit.
Plus, I think Inez would have made clear to you that she was not happy about the treatment that she received from your aunt.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great. With all of this in mind, we go into the next event of the season. Again, it is a beautiful, shining day. Everyone is kind of trickling in, and you find yourself in this beautiful gardens. There are these lovely little white tables set up and chairs in this area, and, like, a little, there are servants walking around with little trays of sandwiches and offering teas and general, and there, you know, is in fact, like, an area where people seem to be playing, like, a little bit of cricket. You know, Beatrice is having a go. Daniel is trying to lecture people how to play from the outfields. Evelyn is also, you know, he seems to be attempting to pitch. He's not bad, but he's a little careful about it. So makes it a little bit easy for Beatrice to hit it out. I know cricket. So that is the scene. What do you guys do?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. So I would like to say hello to Daniel again and sort of compliment him on his elaborate outfield techniques. ask him if he has been introduced to Cecily, even though I know that he has.
Daniel kind of goes like, yes, I mean, they're not listening to me, though. Like, I keep telling them their technique is just awful, but they won't listen. But he also says, I met her once. I did dance with her at a smaller event before the Spring Beginnings events. But she seems perfectly lovely.
That's someone new, you know. It's always nice to see a new face and to get a change of pace around here.
That is certainly the case. I can't say I know much about her history or her standing, but...
As far as I know, she's recently come into... good fortune, and is under the wing of Mrs. Elizabeth.
Really?
Much to my dismay, But I believe that she is a good sort, and I personally am interested in getting to know her more.
I have to say, it's very interesting. I mean, look at the way that Hilda is looking at Cecily now. And you kind of, like, look over and you see that Hilda is sitting in the back with a little umbrella and kind of looking in many directions, but she's also looking at Cecily and kind of, she's not saying anything, but she's, like, frowning slightly.
Well, have you known Hilda to smile at anything?
not since I've met her.
Yes, ever since her husband passed, I fear we may never see the smile again.
what is your experience with Hilda?
Well, I don't have much experience with her personally, as she does not usually deign to speak to me. But I believe that she may be part of the reason why Mrs. Elizabeth and I are no longer on good terms.
My goodness.
I don't know if Cecily is under the best influence there.
Well, perhaps we'll catch her under our wing before that happens.
Perhaps we shall. I like the way you think.
Indeed. Now, if only I could get this woman to actually, like, swing correctly. Use your legs! He, like, starts, like, trying to mime it. Like, Beatrice is not paying any attention.
I roll my eyes and walk away.
Meanwhile, I have Cecily very firmly by the arm, and I have informed her that we are going to circle the game, but not participate, and that, in fact, we have to see who all there is to see before we can begin engaging in any conversation.
Cecily, do you say anything to that?
I say, of course, I assume my patron knows better than I do about this.
So we're just, like, circling madly. Go ahead.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, John is shouting at Evelyn, "Put your back into it, man!" And he's, like, very frustrated that Evelyn is not pitching with confidence. And he's just kind of, like, catcalling from the sidelines and, like, rolling up his shirt sleeves a little bit so he can, like, get into the game. And he's very disappointed that Evelyn is not, like, pulling through for the team.
But he's
on the sidelines. He's on the sidelines. He's kind of participating, kind of not. He doesn't want to fully participate because, you know, gentlemen.
Yeah.
But he also wants to make it clear that, like, he loves sport.
That is totally fair. And, in fact, while you were hanging out, a familiar face comes up to you. In the name of Stephanie, you know, strawberry-ish blonde hair, freckles, lovely stature, daughter to Elizabeth, who you know well, and she kind of comes up and she goes, "I see you're heckling, the crowd is normal."
Providing constructive criticism, I believe, but, you know, to each their own, just enjoying the lovely day. And you, madam?
I'm doing well, enjoying watching my dear mother and her new charge taking a walk around and peering at all of the victims waiting for them.
Ah, yes, the young pet.
Yes.
I do find she keeps her on a short leash today, but, you know, it's lovely to watch.
Well, I mean, it's her first time at the Spring Beginnings events. I remember the first time I went to one of these, and I gotta tell you, it was boring, but a lot of fun at the same time.
We have to learn to find our own amusement in these things, Stephanie. Indeed. Like calling, Evelyn, what the hell are you doing? I get very distracted for a moment, and then I'm like, oh yes, Stephanie, this is true. Are you planning to participate in cricket, or are you just here for the tea?
You know, I might. Once it changes over, I might take a step in, but, you know, it all kind of depends on how things go. How was last week? How was all of that?
Oh, I found that it was extremely diverting. I actually ran into an old friend of mine from school, Jasper. Actually, did you know Jasper when I went to school? Or I don't think you two have met.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I might have to introduce you to him later. I find that his fortunes have changed since school, but he is still lovely. A lovely man, although a little confused about, you know, money and property and really the means of a true gentleman, but
yes,
lovely nonetheless.
That you can definitely tell him about, John.
I am only too willing to provide guidance to my friends that need it, as you well know, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we established whether or not Stephanie and I have a good relationship, because I got fired from tutoring her, but I don't know if the two of us still have a good relationship. Did we establish that?
We have not established that.
Perfect. I would love to walk up to that conversation.
Okay.
And sort of give John one of those, like, air kisses and take Stephanie's hand and ask her how she's been.
Okay.
Very familiarly.
Yes, she smiles and actually takes her hand back as well.
Across the room, I try not to gag.
she does kind of like take a look and see who's watching her do this, but she still does. And she goes, Inez, it's great to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. My new charge is not quite as witty as you were, but she is quite exuberant, and I am learning every day.
Well, it's hard to beat the Elliot household, of course.
Yes, well, it was never a dull day. and how have you been?
I've been well. I've just been exploring the different societies. I actually spend a lot of time in London over the winter, and it's good to be back.
Worldliness is always a virtue.
You would know, Inez.
I'm not super worldly. I mostly stay in town. So I feel a little bit uncomfortable by this because they're women and more traveled than I am. Mm-hmm. But also I'm like here for the ladies. So I'm like blushing a little bit to be so close to Inez. And I'm glancing over at her. And I say, like, it's so lovely to see you. Since last week's event, I'm afraid we didn't have much time to spend together, but it's so lovely to see you, and also my cousin just conversing so easily.
Well, I believe you were rather preoccupied with a certain Jasper.
Yes, I was. Have you met Jasper?
I believe we've been introduced, but I must say I'm quite intrigued to see whether your interests lie in him, in his fortune, or, well?
I find that I have many opportunities to enrich the lives of those around me, and hopefully become enriched by their friendship.
Yes, that's what I thought.
and their love. I truly seek affection in many different ways.
You really haven't changed, John.
I mean, what's there to change, really?
Amazing. Yes, Stephanie is standing there looking a little bit awkward now. She's blushing a little bit.
I pat them both on the arm and walk away.
On seeing this, I firmly steer Cecily, sorry, over to this conversation and give my daughter and my sort of nephew reprimanding looks. What was that?
Mother dear, what are you talking about? We're simply having a conversation.
I kind of look towards this guy and wishing to be delivered from this.
Have John and Cecily met?
Yes, they've met.
Oh yes, no, because yes, I've met Cecily. Yes, hello,
hello.
Because they live together. So I
I think technically Cecily lives in her own location, but yes. Considering the fact that
she is frequently in my house.
She's always around. As well. She never leaves.
So I turn to the two of you and say, it's such a shame that Cecily had to miss the dancing last week. You would have made such a lovely pair of dancers, and I could have excused myself.
I wasn't aware that you had the formal instruction to dance, Cecily. I don't know. I feel like perhaps you might have felt left out.
Well, thank you for your concern about my well-being, but I have indeed been instructed to dance on a formal occasion.
And John, you can't think that I would have a protege who wouldn't know how to dance.
I'm sure I can't know. I can't make any assumptions about what Cecily does or doesn't know, or societal conventions. It's good to see her out and about for her walks, though, today. That's lovely. You're taking her out of the house.
Such shame.
Oh my God. I give John a shut up look. And
I take that into advice.
And say, have you spoken to Hilda today?
Hilda? No, I don't believe I've seen her yet today. Is she? She
you
around?
Look around and she's like sitting there.
I'm afraid of like summoning her with my words.
Eagle-eyeing this conversation.
Ah, yes. There she is. No, I believe I will go say, hello, ladies, excuse me. And I bow and then I take off as far as possible. Not precisely in the direction of Hilda, in the general area of Hilda.
Great. You head in that direction. Cecily, you look off and you see Daniel is now walking off of the pitch. And he sees you. He smiles at you.
Okay. I walk over and bid him good day.
Yes. Yes, he says, hello, Cecily. It's good to see you again.
It's wonderful to see you, too. How are you enjoying this event today?
Well, can't say anyone here actually knows how to play cricket, but that is totally fine. The weather is lovely, and it's great to actually have some warm weather.
That's true. It's been quite cold recently. Are you going to help people learn how to play cricket, or are you going to just...
You know, if they would listen to me, and you can see, like, the irritation in his face. Do you know how to play, Cecily?
A little bit, but I could use some advisement.
Uh-oh.
Well played.
He's going to teach her something.
What are you doing? I am not actually near you. I have decided to walk over to say hello to Hilda.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Daniel kind of brightens up a little bit, and he goes, this is so nice. Usually, the only people who listen to me talking are... my classmates, because they have to.
Well, I would be happy to listen to you today if you could help me improve my cricket game.
Certainly. Do you come from a family that is familiar with cricket?
A little bit. My father was a great cricket player, but my mother didn't think it was something I needed to be as in-depth knowledge about.
A true fallacy. All kinds of learning are important for all kinds of people. But let's see if we can fix that. And he kind of starts going into the education of cricket. Now off to Hilda. Go. Hilda, sitting there.
And I am actually with Hilda now, so you don't really have a choice.
Right. As you walk up, she loudly says, I noticed that you sent John in my... direction.
And I turn in John's direction and make eye contact.
Honestly, I'm just happy to be here. But Aunt, I mean, like, I just wanted to say hello to Hilda, obviously, as you told me I should, you know, remember my manners and come say hello. And so please pardon me, ladies. I've just come to say hello to Hilda and I hope that you're having a lovely day.
John, please, if you're going to talk about a woman, talk about them to their, talk directly to them. Do not talk about them as if they are not there. This is extremely rude and inoffensive.
I am telling him this all of the time.
She appeared. She, like, suddenly appeared.
John, this is no time to be defensive.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well.
What were you doing with the young Jasper last week?
Just... simply reaffirming our acquaintance. I hadn't seen the young man in so long, and it's just lovely to get back in touch with him.
I must say, he looked rather starstruck. What lies did you tell him?
Only the best ones. Really, really just the top-notch lies. No, I'm only joking. I told him the absolute truth, that I wished that he could find happiness within our community, and I was only too happy to... instruct him as to how to properly fit in.
Yes, I've noticed that you were helping him find a new abode, which, to be fair, he did choose extremely poorly. If he had asked me, I would have put him in the perfect location. But I do say, I hope that you tend to find the right place to put him.
Well, and yourself, how long have you been living in my house?
And to do things perfectly, it takes... time. I mean, with Jasper, he's not as discriminatory as I am, and therefore we can choose quite easily the house that he will eventually live in. For me, it's a matter of choosing one's moment, and honestly...
And one's source of income?
I mean, we need not get into such trivial and honestly Disgusting matters as talk of money at this point in time, Aunt. I'm enjoying the lovely day. Oh, look, a bird. but I find that I am trying to be discerning in my place of living, and I am enjoying spending time with you, Aunt. Are you not enjoying spending time with me?
Dear John, the only situation in which you should be spending time with your aunt should be in a moment where you are not reliant on her for sustenance in a household. If you are enjoying her company before that time, you should be asking her advice, her excellent advice, she gives you a nod, about how to survive in this society.
Well, I think you might find, Hilda, that I always rely on my aunt for sustenance of the spirit, as she is truly an intelligent and lovely woman that I find to be within her company is what truly gives me joy and sustains me. In my life, not just physically with food and shelter, but also with lovely conversation and also advice.
That's quite enough, John.
another bird.
As he extracts himself from this conversation, can I make eye contact with John and like catch his eye and sort of nod my head off to the gardens that are on the side of the estate where we're playing cricket?
Yes, you may. I see Inez trying to look over at me.
Yeah.
And I say, ladies, if you'll excuse me, I find that my legs are in need of stretching, so I will be making a turn about the garden momentarily. I'll be back. Oh, you stay here, watch the cricket, and also the birds, they're quite lovely. And I, like, make out towards the gardens immediately.
Yeah, Hilda's not saying anything.
Hilda does not. And I just sort of watch you, and
I
then
make
turn
a beeline.
Back.
There is no obfuscation. I make a straight line.
And then I turn back to Hilda and just raise my eyebrows.
Yes.
Very slowly.
She looks to you and goes, he's tough. I understand why you've been having issues. It'll be okay, though. We can solve this.
It's so good that I can rely on you.
Always, darling. Always. She kind of, like, puts her hand near your hands.
And I reach over and just brush my fingers along her fingers. Mm. Discreetly, of course.
Okay.
Cecily, what are you doing?
Yes. I'm still.
What's up, Cecily?
We're still going through the me learning to play cricket process.
Yes, you are still in that process. You have learned way too much about cricket, more than you will ever need to know about cricket. Daniel now says, "Well, but you must be hungry. Why don't I escort you to the sitting area?"
That sounds lovely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And he kind of walks you over that way, and he goes, "So, what do you think of our little community here so far?"
Well, I'm still fairly new, so I'm still meeting people and figuring out what's going on exactly. But so far, everyone seems perfectly friendly and lovely, and I'm very lucky that my patroness has taken an interest in me.
Very good. She is certainly she's a very powerful source in our community.
Yes, I did notice that. I'm very lucky to be able to learn from her and hopefully one day also become an influence in the community.
Yeah. What is your dream? Do you have a specific image for your future life?
I would hope to one day find someone to share my life with and run my own household and make other connections within the community.
Yes, the classic dream of any person, and a valuable one, for sure. But do tell me, how is your take on literature? And he goes on to, like, start talking to you about different kinds of books about how to keep a household and different types of travel. And he's just going on and on and on and on and on.
Yes, I think I need to make an escape soon.
Okay, so you do that. So he's off the pitch. Evelyn has stepped away. Actually, as he's stepping off of the cricket field, he sees you, John, and you, Inez, passing by, and he kind of raises his eyebrows at you, John, as you pass.
And I nod my head towards him, as if to say, I appreciate you, but also, But out for a moment, Evelyn.
he chuckles a little bit and goes on his way. Beatrice is now attempting to throw. Jasper has shown up and is attempting to bat. He's awful.
Yep, as assumed.
He misses every single shot. And Stephanie is sitting on the sidelines kind of like laughing and talking with Sir Peter, who's come up and is like roaring. And
everyone likes Sir Peter except me.
See, awesome. you get the idea that Stephanie just kind of is, she's good to everyone.
Except me.
And she's entertained by everyone. Meanwhile, in the gardens. I noticed that you've been taking Jasper under your wing and maybe trying to set him up a bit with Beatrice, which is a worthwhile pastime, to be sure. But I was wondering, I saw that you were briefly chatting with Evelyn. Do you think he might be interested in Francis?
I do know Evelyn quite well from when he used to be our family physician, so I do get an idea that he could be if you give him a little push in the right direction.
And I know how good you are at giving that push, so perhaps we could, and I, like, lean a little bit closer, perhaps we could work together on this.
And I lean even a little bit closer, and I say to her, like, something along the lines of, like, although publicly we can't be known to be doing this, I think occasionally doing a good for the right reason can be profitable to us all. And I, like, touch the side of her hand with the side of my hand. A true come on.
Like, I had been leaning in really close, but the minute you said profitable, I draw back.
Oh.
And I say, so we're in agreement then, and sort of give a nod and walk away.
Yes!
I call out way too loud. They can hear me from the garden.
Everyone, I turn to look. I roll my eyes. I refuse to look again.
And I realize that I've fucked up a little by making it, once again, about my own personal enrichment. And I decide to walk back onto the pitch and immediately do what Inez wanted me to do. So I go over to Evelyn and I say hello.
He's off to the sides now, kind of like wiping his brow. He goes, John, I see you are talking to old acquaintances again.
Sometimes old acquaintances are the best ones, I think.
Yes.
Although new friends can be quite interesting as well, Evelyn. I saw you talking with a young lady of late.
And what of it, John?
Oh, I was just curious as to the nature of your acquaintance.
Well, she has lived in this town for a while, as have I, so we were catching up and seeing how things were going.
Interesting.
But what about you, John? I've seen you keeping different company lately.
Well, I mean, as always, you are my confidant, and I do appreciate that you've always been here for me, so I will tell you, I'm hoping to make Jasper a special friend of mine in the coming days and weeks, and perhaps years if he decides to stay in town.
Indeed.
But also, I want to make sure that I'm devoting enough time to the relationships that I have, which is why I want to say that I think perhaps the young lady quite likes you, Evelyn.
You're trying to get rid of me, John.
I would never in a million years. I simply am trying to say that I think perhaps I am not enough of a friend so as to deny you future happiness. I won't be selfish is what I'm saying. And I get a little flustered because I'm trying to, like, matchmake, and that's not, like, typically my purview. I'm more like sports. And I just want to make it clear that I think perhaps you've been not alone, for you have many friends, myself included, but perhaps on your own
for too long.
Well, when someone who shares so many stories with me finally shows an interest, I will say, perhaps I should take that advice.
I would appreciate it, my friend. And I'm using my power that I have on my sheet.
Oh.
When you offer connections, relationship advice, and confidence that appears reasonable, they will follow it.
And he,
bitches.
And he agrees. He says, yes, he will talk to Francis. He's like, let me clean up a little bit first.
And for a moment, I helped Inez without talking about money for one conversation. It was like the Bechdel test of my, my character.
You're feeling pretty good about yourself.
Good. Riding high. It's fine. Yeah.
And Inez is watching from the sidelines approvingly.
And I clap him on the back a little bit and I say, like, go to. And I, like, I scatter. I walk away.
Meanwhile, I have parted from Hilda and have gone over to speak to my daughter, who is still eagerly watching the game.
Yes.
And I stand over her for a minute, waiting for her to invite me to sit.
Do sit down, Mother.
How good of you.
You know I always try to be good to my family.
How have you been?
I have been well. Am I not living in your house?
It feels, it seems, as if I see less and less of you as the days go by.
I do apologize for that, Mother, but you do know that when you sent me off to London, it did mean that I couldn't be in Havershire.
Indeed. But I noticed... Well, must your friendships with those beneath you be so public?
Oh, Mother, you never know. Like, people's statures and reputations change all of the time.
And your former governess?
She kind of looks a little uncomfortable, but she says, well, whatever argument you had between you two should that really bear on the rest of her life?
Monologue card on Grace.
All right, yep. That, so in this game, there is an ability. Everyone has at least one monologue card per session, which means that at any time they can throw it at a character and they have to...
Do I have to monologue to Stephanie or is it my internal
No,
monologue?
You're not talking internal. To
so
someone.
So Stephanie does not hear this.
No, this okay. is just... This is your thought process.
God, what a hilarious... Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, suddenly I had to tell my daughter exactly what I think of this. So
take
I am
away.
I am internally freaking out. The fact that my daughter is continuing to associate with this woman who has... is just so completely beneath her and is ruining her prospects and is also risking ruining mine. And what does that mean that my daughter might be willing to keep in touch with the other people who I may or may not have blackmailed? And I do not want my daughter to know this side of me, and I do not want her to realize exactly why it is that I fired her favorite butler as well. And also, is she know about me and Hilda? Does she know about me and Hilda? Does she know about me and Hilda? Stephanie? Stephanie? Are you there?
It's a true
Hello?
Spider.
No, she's not paying any attention to me. This girl, she's just the worst.
Okay. Excellently done. Yes. Claps all around. Okay. So this is what you were thinking at this moment.
Yes, that is not... I look entirely poised.
Yes. Okay.
And I am giving my daughter a look as if she is beneath me. That is what's happening inside.
Stephanie smiles and says, well, if it please you, why don't you pick out a companion for discussion and I shall go and say hello.
Cecily, of course. And I just like just say it and then I wait. And my daughter just stares at me.
She does. She sits there for a minute, looks over at Cecily, who is sitting there with Daniel talking. Still very excited. He's very happy that he's having this conversation.
But I shoot a look over to them going, help me.
And I lean towards Stephanie and say, just go save her from that unfortunate young man.
She does seem to be in a bit of a bind. I will.
But in the future, Stephanie.
Yes.
Please consider who is and is not beneath your company.
Whatever you say, Mother. And then she gives you like a little kiss on the cheek and says, I will be back later. And then she goes off to save Cecily.
Thank you.
She goes up and kind of teases Daniel a little bit about, like, talking your ear off, and he starts, like, you know, he's a little affronted, arguing with her a little bit, but, like, pleasantly. It's still nice, but they're doing that right now. What are you doing?
I'm going to wait for him to go so Stephanie and I can chat a little bit, maybe have some, like, scones or something.
All right. You know, Daniel gets the gist of it and, you know, kind of says okay, and he goes off and is like, excuse me, I think I need some tea. My throat is a little, it's a little dry, actually. And he goes off to fix that. And Stephanie sits down and says, my dear Cecily, how are you faring amongst the lions?
Faring better now that you've come to rescue me. I enjoyed talking to Daniel, but it was getting a little wearing, the eternal cricket discussion.
He seemed to be quite taken with you.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I think he was just excited that someone was letting him teach them cricket.
Oh, well, I dare say he doesn't get as much time to lecture as in outside of the classroom as he might like, so anyone who gives him the offer will definitely spark his interest.
I will keep that in mind for future conversations with him.
Indeed. Do you have any other curiosities about the group around us?
Well, I'm still trying to get a handle on everyone who's here. Could you tell me a little bit more about how you've been in London and what you found interesting there?
Well, certainly. It's been... wonderful, honestly. I've been staying with an extended relative of my mother's, of course, because she has eyes and ears and people everywhere. And
hey,
and
she's saying you're a spy.
And she, I've been staying with this family, and they allowed me to study as I wish, and oh my goodness, Cecily, the museums there were absolutely amazing. The artwork, it's truly a place of creation, which is just excellent.
That sounds wonderful. I would love to go to a museum with you at some point and also experience the art.
Oh, sure. Yeah, maybe if dear mother allows, you can come down after the season is over when it gets too hot.
That would be lovely.
Relax. Yes. she kind of keeps talking to you a little bit about that, and you guys are chatting. Is there anything else you want to talk to her about?
Nothing I can think of off the top of my head.
All right. So we are moving on. Inez, you do notice a slightly coiffed Evelyn has made his way over to Francis. And
I'm going to give Francis, like, a very pointed look back and forth between her and Evelyn. Like, remember, we talked about this.
she kind of smiles, like, tight-lipped. She looks a little nervous, actually. And they seem to be having a little bit of a conversation. He seems to offer to, like, get her some tea, and she agrees, and they are now sitting together.
I'm peacocking at the corner of the pitch, just walking back and forth with, like, a very celebratory, like, just back and forth, very proud of myself, looking very self-satisfied.
And I am still seated where Stephanie left me, feeling a little bit stung, and watching everyone around me and just totally disgusted.
Yes, actually, Hilda deigns to stand up and walk over to you. She says, my dear, you look like you are getting a little bit flushed. Why don't you come and walk around with me, and maybe we can find a shady area to cool down in?
Or I was even thinking of going into the house for a little
slots. Says the person who met me in the garden earlier.
That was in public, kind of. That was, yes, I see my aunt getting up and going inside with Hilda, and I, like, squint my eyes a little bit because I'm like, a little curious, but okay, I'm not going to touch that for now.
Excellent. So you go off with Hilda. Beatrice is watching you peacocking around.
I mean, I don't think anybody can miss.
It's really hard to miss.
How self-satisfied I look currently.
And actually, she kind of turns around to the people she's playing with, goes like, I'm tired! And then she goes like...
Subtle!
And then she walks up to you and goes, my dear John, what are you doing on the side of the pitch? You could get hit.
I think my instincts are too fast. I'm not afraid of any cricket balls that might come. Cricket balls?
We balls. All know how to play this game
I
so
need a,
well.
I need a terminology check.
Okay, let's check the Wikipedia page. I think it's just balls.
I'm not afraid of balls. My instincts are too quick. I would catch them. And I'm obviously, like, showing a little bit more bravado than I can really back up. I think my ass is writing a check that it can't catch. You know what I'm saying?
When are you not doing that?
To be fair.
True, I don't have a lot of money to cash checks. But...
So she kind of smiles a little bit and says, well, good luck with that. But also, while you were walking around here, I do hope you're planning about that dinner that you planned
yes,
with Jasper
actually,
last week.
We're thinking of scheduling it as the last event of the season, actually, at whatever house he might choose. But we're trying to see whether or not there's a different event that we would like to have around the house. We're still deciding. But regardless, as soon as Jasper finds a new place, everyone in town will know. And I'll be sure to let everyone know about how fabulous a location we will have found for him.
You know, I am looking forward to it. It's been a while since I've talked to Jasper in any sort of private capacity. And she kind of looks over at Jasper, who's like, sitting on the grass, like absolutely exhausted from attempting to swing this cricket bat. He's put it down.
He's really embarrassing me.
he does not have a lot of stature.
He's not accustomed to being so often out in society, and therefore can find himself wearied, but he's gaining practice quite rapidly, and I think you should probably just go over and say hello, since you were both playing cricket, although he was learning. But I think he would love it if you could share your experiences of the day.
Well, if you do insist.
I think he would love to say hello to you.
Well, does look like he needs a hand up anyway, and she kind of...
He's struggling on the ground.
Yeah, and he's, like, sitting there, like, his, like, head in his hands. Like, you can see, like, the kind of damp line.
It's broken out into
hair.
A flop sweat, uh-huh. Yeah. Jesus. But regardless, it was so lovely to see you today.
Of course. You as well, John. You look like you are as scheming as ever.
I try.
Always a fun time, John. And she goes over and... chats with him a little bit, sees Cecily, kind of waves, gives a thumbs up.
I see Cecily and give her I turn around immediately.
Oh no. Well, anything else, you guys? We only have 5 minutes left.
I have exited this party.
All right.
I am not coming back to this party.
well, let's leave it at this then. Why don't we go around again and see where everyone is at, starting with Inez.
Great. So I am really committing to this match between Evelyn and Francis, and it seems like it's going well so far. My friend is very reserved and kind of shy and anxious, and I feel like Evelyn would be really good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I was just hoping for an old acquaintance's help, but then sort of got in a little deeper than I bargained for with John.
Yeah.
but I'm still sort of turned off by the thing that tore us apart, which is his fraught relationship with money. So we'll see how that goes in the future.
All righty. Mrs. Elizabeth.
I am alarmed by what I have seen of my daughter's behavior. And the fact that she really does not care one slightest bit about what I think, and therefore might be exposed to elements that I would wish she were not. That said, I feel that my protege, Cecily, carried herself wonderfully and will continue to do so.
Oh, why, thank you.
John, I feel,
what a...
continues to be an embarrassment. But as he is my nephew and he is living in my house, I feel that it is in my best interest to continue indulging mm-hmm. his obvious monetary grabs so that he at least is not trying to take money from me.
Okay.
And leaving your house soon.
Yeah, like, please?
I'm doing great. I feel like I'm actually helping people. I feel like my goals are very well-defined in that I want property and money and a future and stability. But also, I'm taking the time to help my friends who are less well-off in terms of, you know, knowledge or perhaps love. Feeling pretty dope. I wish that things could be better between myself and Inez. And I don't know how to work towards that, but also I'm going to try and solidify my connection with Jasper, see how that goes.
Okay, last but not least, Cecily.
Okay, I am relieved that my first outing the town was not a complete disaster. I would like to continue pursuing a friendship and maybe more with Stephanie, so that might be part of the agenda next time, and just hopefully strengthening my connections and maybe having... a distant,
I do not
wealthy.
Approve of this match.
You love it.
You wouldn't.
Daughter is off limits.
That's the one who just snuck into the house to have sex with Hilda.
Excuse me.
Y'all fucking in that house.
Is there anything else?
Hopefully having a mysterious wealthy connection pop up next time.
Ooh. Okay. Intrigue and excitement. Thank you guys again for being here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for hosting.
We will try to wrap it up. Our last episode of this, The Good Society, should be in 2 weeks, but we'll see what we can do, and if not, we'll figure something out, because this is a lot of fun. Again, this is the Brooklyn Conversations special series called The Adventure Soundboard here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you guys so much for listening to us and having a good time. Stay tuned next for the next in 2 minutes. Objection to the Rule is coming up next. Looks like they have a nice live show coming up for you guys. And have a wonderful afternoon. Until next time.